Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Tezvav. Shabbos Tezvav, and we are on daf Tezvav. How about that? On the second line, Gufa, on the top of Tezvav and Aleph. All right, hope later today, at some point, to give a daf Be'in Shir, and we haven't had it in a little while, relating to speaking to Malachim. Probably be something during the day, but we had a couple of days ago the important Rashi in terms of asking Malachim to help bring our tefillos, right? We had that on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, so hopefully related to that, it will be up sometime this afternoon. Okay, one ha'ara on yesterday's daf. We ended off yesterday talking about the different stages of the takana of Netilos Yadayim. Sorry? I'll mention that in a minute. Different stages of Netilas Yadayim, stages of the Takana. So we mentioned that it started off way back when, in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, he was gozer in the related to Kachim. Shammai and Hillel then tried to extend it to Truma, but it never took effect. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel then were able to give it teeth, and that was one of the Dvarim, Yudchas Dvarim. And then finally after that, it was extended to even non-truma, and that's Bezman Hazeh, why we wash our hands for bread. Okay, but along the way we brought up the brisa that said that Shlomo was Masakin and Tilas Yadayim and Erevin. The question is, why Dafka at that stage of history were they Masakin it? Was he Masakin it? And Dafka those two? I just saw some of the Gaonim, in the Otsra Gaonim, they quote that before the Shlomo HaMelech, they didn't need Erevin. Why? Shekal osam, Shem Rav Haigon. Shekal osam shanim, shahayu Yisrael terudim, b'molchamosu ba'ayvim. Before Shlomo HaMelech, even married before David, maybe we started thinking about it, but Shlomo did it. Before that time, they were busy with the Aron, and wars, and fighting. V'chomine tzaris, lohayelam panai, limdod me'ir le'ir, ulasakin pischi mavos, ulahaniach Erevin. Shahayelam lateis b'machanos, lishmar as a sefer. There was so much going on that they couldn't focus on having separate chatserim and communities and setting up Erevs. V'shem alo nogobo Erev, ki b'machane he peturim. And it could be that he even had the status of a machane in a time of war. The Mishnah at the end of the first parak of Maseches Erevin talks about in a machane you're putter from certain dinim drabanan, including netilos yadayim, including Erev. So now, when it's post that, when it's the time of Shtavit and Shlomo, and the Gemara says we were finally on top of the world, and they might not have even accepted Gerim Bismanahu, because it was so easy. Are you going to become a Ger now? Oh, great, wonderful. Right? It's no great chav to become a Ger at the time of David and Shlomo. So maybe that's why Dafka, at that time of history, says Rav Haigon, Shlomo Melech was Mesakein, Netilos Yadayim, and Erevin. Okay. Gufa, second line on top. Gufa, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel. Remember, Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and of Shmuel. The Talmud of Rav, and after Rav died, he went to learn by Shmuel, and many times he used to quote to Shmuel what Rav used to say. So Rashi says in Meseches Sukkah, on Daf Yud or so. Amar Shmuel, Yudchas Gazru, Ubi Yudchas Nechluku. So Shmuel says that 18 items they decreed, and 18 items they argued. V'hatanya Hushvu. What do you mean? They argued. I thought they accepted and they agreed. Bo bayom nechalku ulamacha hushvu. They argued and then they began make shalom with each other. Meaning they figured out what the halacha should be and it was accepted after they came together.
Does that mean that there's also machlokes as what the 18 are?
So there are issues. What exactly are the 18? Right. There are lists. The Rambam has his list. We took off one, if you remember. We took off Tful Yom yesterday from the Gemara. So, right, so we might not be 100% sure what the 18 are. It doesn't make such an afkamina, really, to know exactly when the Takana was made.
Didn't have a base for Hashem Beis.
Sorry?
Some of the things that we had before.
Some of the things we had, right. And there are many other machlokes of Hashem Beis that aren't even on this list. This was just the ones that were in the attic. I don't think there's any afkamina between Dafka, what was and what wasn't. It's just the list of the 18, a historical issue. Gufa, Amar Rav Huna, Begimel Makom Techlaku Shammai VeHillel. In three places, Shammai and Hillel argue. Shammai and Hillel argue. Generally, as we know, we generally pass in like Beis Hillel versus Beis Shammai. There are Kabbalistic sources. I don't think it's in Shas anywhere. Kabbalistic sources that Lasa Lavo we're going to go pass in like Beis Shammai. Shammai Midas Hadin over Midas Harachamim and Lasa Lavo we're going to be able to handle that. But there are Kabbalistic sources. At least in Nigla, we paskin like Beis Hillel. So in Begin will come with the three places though that Shammai and Hillel themselves argue. Not just Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So as we said yesterday, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue in many places. What are the three cases that Shammai and Hillel argue? So it's the first two Mishnayos and Maseches Idios list them. Our Gemara quotes it, but not in order. Okay, but it quotes first the case of Chal, which I think is the second case listed there in Idias. We'll see soon. So Shammai Omer, Mikav l'chala. Shammai says, how much dough is chayiv in chala? How much dough of one of the five grains? We know the first mission in chala. Five grains are chayiv in chala. You have to have a certain amount of dough. If I make a very small amount of dough, there's no chayiv of chala. It has to be min ha'isa. What's called an isa? So it's a minimum amount. So Shammai Omer, Mikav chala. The Hillel Omer, Mikavayim. Shammai says, you have to have a kav. Hillel says, no, you have to have kavayim. He's more mekel. Right? You have to have a larger shear. Mi kavayim, as long as you have two. Why would you need a certain amount? So it has to be called an isa, but also the way Rabbeinu Tam formulates it, Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYashar says, it says by chalo, you have to give it to the kohen. It's a nesina. And we find elsewhere as well, that when the Torah uses the word nesina, you have to give it, so that means something chashuv. And therefore, it has to be a certain amount. You can have a tiny amount of dough and then give it. That's not called giving the coin anything. It's tiny. It says Rabbeinu Tam. It says Os Reish Ches. Ho ve'ein chalaso kebetza eino chashuv lasis l'koin. Ein l'nachto k'dei matana chashuva l'koin. To give a nesina. Right, we have this, we mentioned this many times in the past, in the name of the Tosfos Rid and the Nodeh Yehuda, who both say that even though when the Gemara says, Truma, what's the minimum shear of Truma? By Meiser, we know it's 1/10. That's where you get the name Meiser from. Truma on a Daraisa level, how much is it? So the Gemara says, Chita achas poteres esakri. One granule, one grain, that's it. That poters the kri, that makes it not tevel anymore. The Gemara says that, but, says the Nodeh Yehuda, and he says, Nobody's ever said this before in history. He didn't have a Tosfos Rid. We have a Tosfos Rid in Maseches Kedushin, so he says the same exact thing. What is it? That Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. It does not say that Chita Achas fulfills the mitzvah of Nesina LeKohen of Truma. Says the Nodeh Yehuda and the Tosfos Rid. It says Titein Lo. And you don't fulfill that with giving him a nothing. Yes, you pater your kri, it's not tevel anymore. But because it says Nesina, it's a Davar Chashuv. Says Rabbeinu Tam, the same thing. When it comes to challah. When it comes to challah, it's had to have an asina, and therefore, you have to have a certain amount of dough in order to take from, in order that your challah that you're going to give the kohen is going to be a davar chashav. Good. So Shammai says from a kav to a challah of a dough, the hilo omer, mi kabayim. Nachachamim omrim, lo kedivre zev, lo kedivre zev, neither, ella, kav umechza, chayiv v'challah. 1.5 kavim. Mishahigdalu amidos, once they change the measurements, so they were magdal amidos, so you have to say a different shear. Amru chameshes revaim kama chayiv machala. Five revas of flour are chayiv and chala. Rabbi Yossi omer hey paturin, hey vod chayav. It has to be more than five revaim kama. Okay, all different shiurim. Lamaisa, there are shiurim given, different shiurim mentioned in the poskim. What is chayiv and what is chayiv with a bracha? What is chayiv without a bracha? The Rav Henkin writes in terms of pounds. If one works within pounds, less than three pounds of flour is not chayiv at all. Between 3 and 5 is chayiv without a bracha, and 5 pounds and up is chayiv with a bracha. The Minhag Yerushalayim is quoted a little bit less that in kilograms, because in Yerushalayim they're working with kilo, right? 1.2 kilo, which is about 2 to 2.5 pounds, is mafresh without a bracha, and already once you get to 3 pounds, you're mafresh with a bracha. So again, 3 to 5 pounds depends on your minhag. Kilo. So depending on where they are, different minhagim in terms of when you start making a bracha. From 3 pounds, which is 1.5 kilo, from that point on, you have to be mafresh, whether you say bracha or not, depends on the minhag. It works out to be 43.5 eggs. That's the shear in Shulchan Aruch. So how much is 43.5 eggs? So that's the question, the issue of the achronim, whether eggs have gotten any bigger, bizman hazeh. Okay, hafresh eschal is a very important issue. There's the Ramah quotes it, beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. You don't have to go far in Hilchos Shabbos. Reish Mem Beis. The Ramah writes, first siman in Hilchos Shabbos, Noagin lalush kedei shir chala bebayis la'asos me'am l'chamim l'vso alem b'Shabbos v'yantiv. V'hu mikavet Shabbos v'yantiv ve'en l'shanos. It's kavet Shabbos to bake chalas. Says the Bir Halacha, there, beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, v'yesh lazer remez b'kasuf v'yavu yamashish v'yichinas asher yaviyu v'chulu. And then he says, u'ba'avonoseinu harabim Hayom hischilu eze nashim lahashpis haminagahu. There are some women that stop this minag. The lochin min haofe, and they buy from the bakery. Velav shaper avdi, de maktinim bazeh kavod Shabbos. They're minimizing kavod Shabbos by buying from the bakery instead of making their own challah. That's what the Bir Halacha says. Pashtus is, and this is how later Mefarshim interpret it, what if the bakery makes better challah? What if it makes better? What if I love that challah? So that can't be a problem of kavod Shabbos. It must be that maybe the bakery challahs were inferior, and I could have made superior. The bakery challahs were not as fresh, but I can make an Erev Shabbos. It's hard to say that. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you know, it's worse to buy bakery challahs if they're delicious and they're yummy. It's difficult to say that. Unless he means the mitzvah. Unless he means the mitzvah. Kavod Shabbos to be osik in the mitzvah. Could be. And again, it doesn't have to be on Friday. Right? Sometimes if it's too crazy, you can do it on Thursday, also the Kavod Shabbos. It doesn't have to be dafkan, especially on a short Friday. But either way, that's an important discussion of Hafreshes Challah. There's a lot of symbolism of Hafreshes Challah besides the Kavod Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham that it's the tikkun of the chait of Chava. Tikkun of the chait. That's why the minhag in most places, not just on practical level, but the minhag is for women to do the challah and the Hafreshes Challah. The Magen Avraham quotes that. And the Machzor HaShekel, on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, who always explains the Magen Avraham, says, the Machzor HaShekel says, Lefi she'avda chalaso shel olam. That's the language of the Magen Avraham. Chava caused the loss to the challah of the world. Adam was the challah of the world. What does that mean? So the Machzor HaShekel explains. If you ever do not understand the Magen Avraham, just look down. But the Machzor HaShekel explains. V'ratza lomar, she'kemosha ha'isa misukenes ha'idei hafreshes challah. Just like the dough is mitsukan through the hafresha, kein ha'olam lo niskan ki imachar b'riyas Adam arishon. So do Hashem took challah from the earth. Right, he took Adam came from the earth. Right, Afram and Adama. Right, he took from the earth. So that was the hafrasha to perfect the world. The world was a dough was perfected by taking the challah. Now it's edible. Now it's usable. So to Adam, once he was taken from the earth, now the world has a purpose. Now the world is usable. Ki kol taklis olam einu elavish min haAdam, only from the Adam. V'lasher haAdam risho nivra v'chait aydei Chava be'erev Shabbos. And we Chava caused the ruining, the death of Adam. She brought death to the world with her convincing Adam to eat, and therefore that happened on Erev Shabbos. That's why to be misaking that, there's a kid to do on Daf on Erev Shabbos. Thursday night after Shki, I think would be okay too. Even if it's crazy, Friday to Thursday is also okay. I'm a liberal. V'lachein hatikun gam kein roi be'erev Shabbos. Right. So either way, Friday, but that's the Machzis Hashekel. So again, this is the minhag that's quoted. Interesting. Just I'll end with this in this discussion. There is a minhag that many have. It's quoted in Tamei Minhagim about making every Shabbos try to do it, but the Shabbos after Pesach, oh, that for sure. The line was called Shlissel Challah. The Challah, some put the key in, some shape it as a key. The major discussion in the Achronim, whether that's a wonderful minhagim, wonderful minhag with different reasons. Some say the mun stopped falling right before Pesach. Say after Pesach, you make a shlosel challah because Hashem has the mafteach for the mun, for parnasa. It's a lot of symbolism. Others say it's mamash chugos ha'akum. And one shouldn't do it. And the Achronim, there's articles written about it. But either way, that is the interesting discussion of Hafreshes Challah. Anyway, there's more, but we'll continue. So, number one, Machlokes Shammai and Hillel was about Hafreshes Challah, what the shear is. Ve'idach, second one, was about Hilchos Mikvaos. Hillel Omer, Malei Hin Yamayim She'uvim. Post Lamas HaMikvah. An entire hin of Mayim She'uvim, drawn water, meaning non-rain water. An entire hin that passes the mikvah. What does that mean? It means if the mikvah is not a mikvah yet. Once you have a mikvah, if it's a full shear, you have 40 sa'ah, and then some mayim shuvim fall in, it doesn't passel. Can't undermine. Rashi says, even if 1,000 fall in. Rashi says, im naflu b'tochan kodem shenishlam. Before it's a complete mikvah, so then mayim shuvim could prevent it from becoming a mikvah. If you have 39 sa'ah, and then so mayim shuvim fall in, then it's not a mikvah. Even though if you would have had 40 and the same amount fell in, it would. Avolam nishlam, shuvin onifsal, says Rashi, v'yafilu himshuk l'tochon achrei chein elef sa'ah. Even if 1,000 sa'ah fall in, meaning even if it's rov mayim shuvim, once it's a mikvah, it does not get ruined. But anyway, Hillel says, an entire hin pasul the mikvah. And then the Gemara adds, shachayiv adam lomar b'lashon rabo. Because a person has to talk in the way of his Rebbe. And that's what Hillel did here. Let's finish the statement first, the Mishnah, this section, and then we'll come back to that line. Shammai Omer Tisha Kav. It means if 9 Kav of Mayim Shuvim fall in, Becham Omer, Mokadivrezeb. Neither one. Ad Sheba'u Gimel Gardiyim Mishar Ha'ashba Shebi Yerushalayim. They didn't know until two weavers from the gate, Shara Ashpot. Wow. Shara Ashpot in Yerushalayim. Veheidu, they used to sit by that shar, right outside, right Harabayas. Veheid, right near Harabayas, right near the Beis HaMikdash. Veheidu Mishim Shmai Vavtalyon, and they told us, Sheshlosha Lugin Mayim Shuvim Pozlan Zamikvah. 3 Lug. V'kimu chacham v'mistivrehem. So that is machlokas number 2 of Shammai and Hillel. How much Mayim Shuvim is needed to passel the mikvah before it becomes a mikvah? 2 harvests. Let's go backwards. First, until the 2 weavers came. Why is that so important for us to know? The 2 weavers from Shara Ashpot in Yerushalayim came and told us this. So Rashi says, in Talmudic times, there was no more lowly profession than a gardi. There was nothing lower. No lowly profession. Gemara in the end of Kedushin sounds this way too. But look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lomo iska shom umnosam. Rashi is acting like a mafarish. He always acting like a mafarish. He's acting like a mafarish of Agadata. Sholo yimna adam atzmo mibeis ha-medrash. A person should never stop learning and never think that they're exempt. She'ein lecha umnis p'chusa migardi. There is no lower profession than a weaver. She'ein mamidin mimenu lo kohen gadol v'lo melech. If you're a weaver, you can't be a king. Or the Kohen Gadol. Ve'ein shar b'Yerushalayim pachos b'shar ha'ashpot. Why is it called shar ha'ashpot? Because there's no more lowly gate to sit next to than shar ha'ashpot. And yet they came, and not only that, the rabbis accepted what they said. Ve'hechriu be'edusan kol chachma Yisrael. So the godless, the message of Rashi says, you can never be exempt from learning and never think that you're not going to have an effect. Never going to think. You could come and affect a halacha that's going to stay in Klal Yisrael forever, right? Even if someone's a garanti. The similar, very a line tucked away. It's a line that you wouldn't think to look. Where are you going to look? But the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Peches, Mitzvah number 88. It's the Mitzvah of bringing the Karban Chagiga on a Yontif. Lachol Bergalim. I'm bringing a carbon. Wonderful. At the end of that mitzvah, the chinuch says, the mitzvah applies to men and not women. Kolim at the beginning of chagiga, women are pturos. The lo kol hazacharim, not all males. Shechiger v'suma, somebody who's blind, somebody who's lame, or a zakein, they're also potter from alila regel. Also tumtum androgynous. Aval kol shar hazacharim chayavin. All other males, except the ones that are excluded, are chayiv in the mitzvah of Alila Regel. V'afilu yesh lohem umanus mechu'eres. Even if they have a lowly profession, kegon mekameitz umitzareif va'abdon. Those are the professions that had a stench. Right? You worked in a tannery. You worked with animal fertilizer. Right? They always smelled. Says the chinuch, even if you have this type of job, mitar and gufan umalbusham the olin lefnei Hashem Yisbarach. You take a good shower and you wash yourself and you purify yourself and you come to Hashem. Vehei makabel mekubalin lefanav kishar Yisrael, and they are accepted amongst the Jewish people in Yerushalayim like every other Jew. And here's the key line: shetinuf hanefesh hu hamimais bnei adam lefnei amakom. V'loha umnis, kol zman she'osano so b'nei emanus. Only dirtiness of the soul is what keeps somebody away from God, and not a certain profession as long as you do it b'nei emanus. A person could be a garbage man, a person could be anything. If you do it b'nei emanus, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves you. And only tinuf ha'nefesh is a problem in front of Hashem, not tinuf ha'guf. That's a great chinuch. At the end of Peches, stuck here in the middle of nowhere. But that's where he has it. Mitzvah 88. Says the, okay, back to the previous line in the Gemara. So the Gemara quoted this line of Shammai and Hillel, how much Mayim Shuvim Pasul Mikvah. But what did that line mean of Chayev Adam Lomer B'Lashon Rabo? What did Hillel say that we learned Chayev Adam Lomer B'Lashon Rabo? So Rashi here has 2 deis. Rashi says, Hin is not the language that, is not rabbinic language, it's biblical language. It's biblical language, so why do you use the word Hin? So he must have used Hin because he heard from Shmaya Naftalion. Even if your Rebbe says something in an unusual way, and it's not as accepted where you are, quote your Rebbe verbatim. If you quote you, because it's a special halacha, a special musar, hashkafa. It's always good to quote the Rebbe verbatim, even if it's an unusual language. So Rashi says either hin is rabbit is a biblical and not rabbinic, and they still quoted it. Rabbosai mefarshim, and then Rashi quotes his Rebbeim who says b'loshen Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean, biblical? We have to say b'loshen Rabbo. That was Moshe Rabbeinu, not Shmaya Naftalion. Moshe Rabbeinu was our Rebbe. Rashi's not so sure about that. V'libi magam game. V'libi magam game, why? Because you have other context which doesn't reflect Moshe Rabbeinu's Lashon. But either way, Rashi says, it has to do with the word hin. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, there in Idios. Right? These are the first two Mishnayos in Idios. If anybody has ever... has a hard time focusing on a certain topic, has a hard time concentrating, just learn Masechet Idios. Right? Every Mishnah has six topics in it, and every Mishnah is different, because it's all Idios. Right? They're giving Eidos about all different topics. So every Mishnah has five different topics. It just goes, the whole Masechta. There's not one topic. So only at the beginning. So the Rambam talks about, what exactly was the issue here with Hillel? See, it didn't have to do with the word he used. It has to do with how he pronounced it. He says, Shmaya and Avtalion were Gerim. And there were certain letters that they couldn't pronounce. Right? Sometimes, you have to say the Chaf, the Ayin, whatever it is. They couldn't pronounce. Says the Rambam, V'hayu aleihem ha'shalom Gerim, V'nishara bilshonam algus ha'goyim, V'hayu omrim b'makom molei hin, molei in, V'hayu hila omer kach molei in, K'moshe shama mehem. Right, they couldn't pronounce the letter properly. Not that they used a word like Rashi. Different shot. The Rambam says they couldn't say the word properly, and that's why they said that. V'yesh, and he says. Then the Rambam says v'yesh mishakori molei chin. Some say it with a ches because with the hay and the ches have an issue. He says, but I like the first shot because that's what the Rambam says. That's what I heard from my father. Rambam's quoting Maimon. V'akriya harishona hi asher kibalti mi'abamari shekibel me'rabo v'rabo me'rabo zechronam levracha. This is a Masorah that I have for my father and his Rebbeim's Rebbeim, which might mean the Rimigash, because the Rimigash was the Rebbe of Maimon. Okay, either way, but that's the Rambam. If you look in the Mefarshim on Mishnayos there, the Tosfos Yontif in Idios, quotes this, the Rav quotes this from the Rambam, because the different letters, Aleph, Ches, Hey, Ayin, the ones they had trouble pronouncing, and that's the second shot. There is a discussion whether Shmaya and Avtalion themselves were Gerim, or they just came from Gerim. It's a machlokas, a historical machlokas, but it's a machlokas. The Rambam clearly says, they were Gerim. The Tosfos Yontif can't believe it, because they were the heads of the Sanhedrin. You can't have a Ger that's the head of the Sanhedrin, or the Av Beis Din. He said, I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. This is the Tosfos Yontif in the first parak in Pirkei Avos. V'lo yitachein, kivan shahaya nasiv Av Beis Din, kidepir sharav, vein ger kashur ladun, kol shekein lios Av Beis Din. I don't see, he says, it doesn't mean that they were Gerim. It means shebo mina Gerim. They came from maybe their parents were Gerim, but they weren't Gerim. So it's a bit Sarachin on the Rambam, right? You have to answer that there was nobody else as great as them. So it was a Harasha. They were allowed to be the head of the Beis Din. Either way, that is a historical machlokas. But so far we have Rashi, we have the Rambam. One more, the Gra. The Gra on Mishnayos. It's also quoted here. It's quoted on the side of the Yachnu Boaz. It's also quoted in the Maritz Chayas right here. A third shot. The Gra says, what do you need the word Malay for? Mal, just say hin. What do you need the word mole for? It says, the Indian, my amar hilo mole. Milas mole miyutar. Hachi avalei lemeimar. Hin mayim sheuvim. Bevade mole. V'yesh lomar. So he says it's connected to the Rambam's shot, but not the same. Because Shmaya Naftalion and Hillel, who said it like them, couldn't pronounce the in, hin, whatever exactly correct, so he added on the extra word mole. In order to make sure that you know, it doesn't mean ain. Ain mayim shalom posel masa mikvah. You might have read it with a tzere, because it doesn't sound exactly. So you say mole ain. So there's no confusing there. So it's the word mole, says the Gra, that was the key in terms of Hillel's discussion. So two and a half pshatim, exactly what is meant by Chayav Adam Lomar Belashon Rabo. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Machlokes number 3 of Shammai and Hillel V'idach is the first Mishnah in Meseches Nida. Shammai Omer, so remember the context. Shammai Omer, Kolan Hashem Dayin Shaitan. When a woman becomes a Nida, how far back do we have to assume that she might have already been Tameh, and therefore anything she might have touched from that time might be Tameh? Let's say she made Challah. Maybe she touched anything. So how far back? A woman right now has a Riyah, she sees she's a Nida, so what about earlier? So Shammai Omer, Kolan Hashem Dayin Shaitan. Shammai says, you don't go back at all. Dayin Shaitan, right now. That's it. The Hillel Omer, mi pekida le pekida, the afilu yamim harbe. No, you go back to the last bedika, the last internal exam. That's when you go back to. It could have been 3 days ago. That's Hillel. We don't possibly like either of them. V'chacham omrim, lo kedivrei zeh v'lo kedivrei zeh, ella me'eis la'eis. The shorter time period going back, whether it's a bedika or whether it is 24 hours, whatever it is, that is all for Hilchos Tumavatara. Bizman Azeh, we never go backwards. Never go backwards, right? We go by when the bedika is done. So those are the three arguments between Shammai and Hillel. Says the Gemara Vesuleka, there's no other argument. There's no other argument between Shammai and Hillel. The Ha'ika, but there is the Ha'ika. Hillel, right? Mishnah in Maseches Chagiga. Hillel Omer Lismoch. The Shammai Omer Shlo Lismoch. When you bring a carbon on Yantif, do you do smicha on the animal? We know generally before every carbon was done, you did smicha. The owner leans on the animal with all his might, and he does vidui if it's a chatas or an olan, and by a shlomim he says divrei shevach. So he does vidui. But the problem is, leaning on an animal is an issa d'rabanan. Right, you're being mishtamish b'behemus. Right, animals are muksa on Shabbos. So how could you lean on it? So do we say it's allowed because you need the smicha right before the shechita, and the din of tekef l'smicha shechita overrides the issa d'rabanan of hishtamshus b'behema? Or do we say, no, it doesn't override? So that's a machlokas. Hillel omer l'smoch. Hillel says, fine, l'smoch. And Shammai says, not l'smoch. You see, there's another machlokas. So what do you mean there was only three? So the Gemara answers. And that was one of the Gemara, the Mepharshim they talk about, that was one of the earliest machlokos that we have on record. One of the earliest. It doesn't mean nobody ever argued in life. Right, the Talmidim, right, Moshe, Yeshua, and that, all the time, Shammai Hillel, there was never a machlokos. Everybody always thought the same. No, the answer was there was machlokos, but they decided on the spot what the halacha was going to be up until that time. This was the first time that there were two major figures that felt differently, and their Talmidim each accepted to follow their Rebbe. That's what it means, it was the first machlokos. Moshe and Aaron had a machlokos, right, in the Torah, in Parsha Shmini, about what to do with the Seer Nachshon and the Seer Rosh Chodesh on the day that Aaron's sons died. So it was machlokas in the Torah. So of course it was machlokas earlier. What does it mean? The Chazal say that this was the first machlokas about smicha. It was the first machlokas that continued to be a machlokas. It wasn't just accepted, decided on the spot what it was going to be. So what do you do? Isn't this a fourth machlokas? So the Gemara answers, ki ka'amar Rav Huna, hecha deleka plukta d'ravasa bahadayu. When does Rav Huna say, when do we say this? When there's no other machlokas with them. If Shammai and Hillel are having a machlokas alone, that's where we say that's the three. That's the, but this other one, there were others with them. There were others with them, and as the Mishnah is there in Chagiga say, like these 10 people held Lismoch, these 10 people held Shiloh Lismoch. Period. There's another machlokas. What about the case of Habot Shalagat? What does that mean? Botzer. Betzira means to harvest. There are different words used in Mishnayos for harvesting, depending on what you are harvesting. Botzer, Kotzer, Mosek. They all mean different things. Mosek is by olives, and Kotzer is by wheat, and Botzer is used by grapes. Right? It's the same means harvesting. So if somebody's harvesting Lagat, harvesting grapes in order to bring it into the wine press. So what is the halach? So you put it into the baskets, and then you're going to bring it in. But what happens when you put it into the baskets? Naturally, some grape juice oozes out of the grapes onto the other grapes. So as we had earlier, this is the sugya of hechshel kabel tuma. Do we say that grape juice that oozed out onto the grapes is machshir, makes the grapes ready to be makabel tuma? And it has to do with what came up a few days ago. Is a person happy about this? Is a person happy that his grapes are being oozed and the liquid is flowing out? So if, well, let's just read it first. So is that botzer lagat? So is the liquid that flows out machshir lekabel tuma? Shammai omer hochshar, v'Hillel omer lo hochshar. Machlokes. Shammai says yes and Hillel says no. Why does Shammai say yes? Shammai says yes because, as we will see later on, Rashi goes to Gemara in two blocks from now. Rashi says that everybody would agree if you're putting your grapes into a basket that is closed on the bottom, meaning the juice that oozes out is caught and you're going to use it, then everybody's going to agree you're happy about that. The case that's under discussion is where it's mizufafos. It's going to flow out. It's going to go out to the floor. So are you gozer that case onto a case that's closed? That's the machlokas Shammai and Hillel. But either way, it's machlokas. So why isn't this one on the list? And there's nobody else arguing with them. Bar Minei, says the Gemara, leave that one out. That one, Hillel eventually was maskim to Shammai. So therefore, that one is left off the list. Period. We continue. Along the way yesterday, when we were talking about the 10 items from the Mishnah in Zavim, which was included in the 18 items, we brought up a brisa, where it said that in Yosef ben Yoezer and these Anshei Yerushalayim were gozer tum on Eretz Ha'amim in Klis Chuchas. So here we go. Yosef ben Yoezer issued Tzereda. Yosef ben Yochanan issued Yerushalayim. They said tuma on chutz la'aretz and on clay zechuchis and on glass. We mentioned the Rashi yesterday. Why is Eretz Ha'am in tame? Is it just because of the suffix of the kivrei akum, or is it something deeper? Hopefully, we'll get back to that a little later. But the Gemara says v'harabanan d'shmonim shanim gazar. What do you mean that tumas Eretz Ha'amim was Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan? No, it was it was done by the rabbis of the 80 years. What 80 years? As follows. Damar of Kahana, Kshachala, Rabbi Shalb, Rabbi Yossi, Shalchulo, Rabbi, Amar Lanu, Beiz, Vegimel, Dvarim, Sham, Martim, Shem, Avicha. Tell us some things in the name of your father, Rabbi Yossi, Shalach, Lahem, Kachamar, Abba. My father said this, as follows. Kuf Peshana Ad Shalochar Abayis, Pashta Machaz Arisha Yisrael, 180 years before Churban Abayis, Sheni, 180 years, about the year 110 before the Common Era, right, because we assume the Churban happened either in the year 69 or the year 70, one of the two. So, 180 years before that, the Roman government took over. The Romans were in charge of the world, but way before that. But, not way before that, but, right, they conquered Yavon, right? Yavon was before the whole Hanukkah story during Bayis Sheni. So Rome took over. They took over Yehuda. They took over Eretz Yisrael, if you look at the history books, just around that time. But 180 years before the Churban. Peshana Achelo Churban Abayis, 80 years before Churban Abayis, Gozru Tumal Eretz Ha'amim, V'yal Klei Zechuchis. They were Gozru Tumal on Eretz Ha'amim Klei Zechuchis. That was 80 years before. Isn't that fascinating? Right when they already felt that they were about to go into Galus, they were Gozer Tumah on Eretz Ha'amim. Maybe as a precaution. You should always remember we're going to be tummy until we get back here. Right? They Dafka did that. You would think that on their way out, that the Gozer, yeah, Dafka them. Always remember, we're about to go into Galus, we have to remember it's Galus. We're tummy. We have to remember that. Interesting. Continuing, says 80 years before. Mem Shana Achel Charva Bayis, 40 years before Churban Bayis, Gol Salat Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin already went into Galus. The Yashul of Chanuyos, meaning it wasn't in Lishkas HaGazus anymore, wasn't in his spot, it went to Chanuyos. What is Chanuyos? Before I explain, it's another place on Har Bayis. Good. Let's Lomai Hilchasa. So, why did they move? Lomai Hilchasa. Amri Vesas Barav Dimi Lomar. So, meaning, what is the chiddush that Rabbi Yossi said, this historical, sequence? What's the importance of it? Lomar, Shalom Dona, Dine Knossos, to teach me that they didn't judge Dine Knossos anymore once they moved. Dine Knossos, Lagadaydach, really? Why? Why didn't they judge Dine Knossos? Like Kefel and others. So, Ela Eimer Shalom Dona, Dine Nefashos. No, it means they didn't judge Dine Nefashos anymore once they moved out of Lishkas HaGazus. So, that's the Gemara Vechi Tema. Okay, and that's the question. So the question is, it wasn't done by Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan, but rather, it was done by the Rabbanan of these, the 80 years before the Churban. So let's finish the flow and then we'll come back to Tosfos. V'chi tema b'pei shana nami inhu havi. And if you want to say, well, maybe these rabbis dafka lived then. Right, Yossi ben Yoezer, Yossi ben Sreda, Vartanya, no, can't be. Hillel v'shimon, Gamliel v'shimon, Nohagu nesiu son b'fnei abayis mem shana. These rabbis, Hillel and Shimon, his son, and Gamliel, they lived 100 years before. They were way before. Right, just go through the first parak of Perkei Avos. They were much earlier. So you can't say they were gozerit. So how do you work it out? So the Gemara says, okay, Ella Asa Inhu Gozer Agusha Lisrof V'Avir V'Loklum. There were two stages. The earlier rabbis, Yossi ben Yoezer, Bechulu, they were gozer on the dirt of Chutz La'aretz. Lisrof, that means vadai tuma, to burn truma. V'a'avira v'loklum, and on the airspace of Chutz La'aretz, nothing. V'yasu rabbanan, de peishana, and the rabbis that lived 80 years before the Churban, gozer a'avir litzlos. They added on the airspace also. If just something goes in the airspace of Chutz La'aretz, it's also tame. Suffik Tumah, Litzlos, to literally leave it hanging. Stop there for a minute. Let's just go back to Amud Aleph. Two Auras. So the Gemara assumes that, and we take their word for it, that once the Sanhedrin left Lishkas Hagazus, left the spot that they're supposed to sit, there's no more Dini Nefashos. Ask Tosas, where do you get that from? Where does it say anywhere in Shas that that's the halacha? The only halacha that we have that is totally on Lishkas Hagazus, ask Tosas, is Zakein Mamre. Zakein Mamre, that you have to rebel, he has to rebel, one of the Sanhedrin has to rebel against his fellow members of the Beis Din, then they have to be in Lishkas Hagazus. You only have that. What, only Dina Nefashos? What do you thought? Every Beis Din of 23, right, could do Dina Nefashos. What, so you're telling me that if a Beis Din in Tveria, during his Bizvana Migdash, they wanted to judge Dina Nefashos, they had to send an email to make sure that the Beis Din was sitting in Lishkas Hagazus, or else they couldn't judge? Where does that come from? Tosfos does not answer the question. End of Tosfos. The Ochel Matzino b'shum makom. Wait, you're telling me, oh, they need to be there at the time of the Aveira, not at the time of the judging? Either way, Tosfos leaves it b'tzarachin. The Maariz Chai is here, quotes, he says, Baruch Hashem, he says, it was one of my highlights of my life. I found a mechilta quoted in the Rambam in one of the Shrashim that quotes the source. Mama Otsa Yismach Levavi. That's the Musar of the day. We should be so happy when we find a makar. He says it's a mechilta. He says it's not an arm mechilta, but it's a mechilta that the Rambam had. So that's what he thinks it's based on. Still doesn't help us with the problem of Mitzias, how does it work? Do they always have to know for sure if the Bezin is sitting in Lishkas Hagazus in order to do Dina Nefashos? That's somewhat of a tzarech Ian. Rabbi Yosef Engel says, he thinks it's a svara. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyon HaShas right here, he says it's a svara. He quotes from a sefer. He says that once they moved, they couldn't do Zakein Mamre. Zakein Mamre is one example of Dina Nefashos. So maybe it's a svara. Once Bezin can't do it's one part of Dina Nefashos, they can't do any Dina Nefashos. It's a package deal. And he compares it to a halacha in Meseches Menachos, a Yerushalmi, that says, if there is a Kohen who has a tiny hand, and he wouldn't be able, if he would do kemitza with the flour for a Karan Mincha, right, with the three fingers, if he would do the kemitza, under those three fingers would be so tiny that it wouldn't be even the minimum allowance, the shear of a Karan Mincha, that he can't do any avoda of a Kohen. Because he can't do one avoda of a Kohen, he can't do any avoda of a Kohen. It's a package deal. It's all or nothing. So the Rabbi Yosef Engel says, oh, same idea here. Dina Nefashos is all or nothing. Once they move, then we know you can't do Zakein Mamre. So too, that applies. You can't do all Dina Nefashos. So Rabbi Yosef Engel Sahara. But no, that's Tosfos' suggestion. First, Tosfos starts off by saying, where do you have this? You only have this by Zakein Mamre. And he says, ve'ein nira lomar, that he started at B'shas Aveir, because you don't have any source for that either. That's the second half of Tosfos. So Tosfos doesn't answer it. Either way, but that's what the Gemara assumes. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara. So what did we just say? So how do you answer the question? Stage one, they were gozer on the dirt, vadai truma, and the air, nothing. And the second stage was the air, they made suffik. Says the Gemara, Lamemer, the Chadak Zeres Havi L'Sreifa. Are you going to tell me that stage one already said that the dirt of Chutz La'aretz is to burn? What do you mean? We had yesterday. Ilfa said, the beginning of the Gzera of Tumas Yadayim was Vadai, L'Sreifa. And we're Medayik. Yadayim who did Tchilas Gzeras and L'Sreifa. Only Yadayim has a Vadai Tumas L'Sreifa. Hamid Yachrini Lo. But other things didn't start off that way. So the Gemara says, okay, this is what I meant. Ela asu inu gazer. This is the two stages. Asu inu gazer agusha litzlos va'avir v'loklum. The first stage was the OC, the two rabbis. They were gozer on the dirt suffik and the air nothing. V'yasu rabbanan depeshana gazer agusha litzlos va'avir litzlos. And they bumped everything up. The dirt went up to vadai and the air went up to suffik. Why would there be a difference between the air and the dirt? Why would you be mechalik between the two? So the Tzlach says, because the dirt of Chutz La'aretz could get into Eretz Yisrael. The airspace can't. So it makes sense. We're more worried about the dirt. You're going to bring in dirt of Chutz La'aretz, right? You could bring dirt of Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, right? Some people have the minhag of being buried in Chutz La'aretz with a little bit of the dirt of Eretz Yisrael. But you can't go the other way, right? It's Tumas Eretz Amim. So that's what the Tzlach says. We're more worried about the dirt than about the air. Says the Gemara continuing, V'agati akati b'usha gazar. 1 minute. Now we just explained beautifully. No, in Usha. Usha was one of the places that the Sanhedrin went after it was exiled. Remember, after Churban Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Tein Liyavneh v'Chachamel, went to Yavneh. And then most of the places after that it went to was in the north. That's where the center of Torah learning was at that time. After the Tveria and Usha and Sipori, those were all the centers. So the Gemara talks about many takanas of Usha. So in Usha they made this the Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. Tzitznan, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Taharos, Avav Steka Sarven Etz HaTruma. Usually Suffik Tuma is, you don't burn Truma that touches a Suffik, you just let it be. But the following six are exceptions to the rule. You burn Truma on these Sveikas, even though they're only could on Chumers Durabanan in some cases. Al Suffik Besa Pras, on a Suffik Besa Pras. Beis HaPras, Rashi and Tosfos discuss it here. Let's go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says, a Beis HaPras is a field that there was a kever in that you don't know what happened to it. It got lost. You don't know where the kever is. No more gravestone. So it's a suffix about a Beis HaPras. Or, if you have a suffix, offer abame Eretz HaAmim. There it is. Suffix offer that comes from Eretz HaAmim. If you have a suffix, big day Ama Aretz. Suffik begadim of an Ama Aretz, because we're worried that maybe his wife, who was Anida, sat down on his clothes and made them into a Mishkav of Anida. V'yal Suffik kelim anim soim. And any Suffik of a Kli that's found anywhere. You don't know if they're Tameh. V'yal Suffik harokin. V'yal Suffik of, you find spittle. You don't know if it is Tameh or not. V'yal Suffik mei ragle adam. Shekinagan mei ragle behema. You find the urine, and you don't know if it's human or from an animal, and it could be from a Tameh person. On all of those, Alvadai Maga'on, if you definitely touch them, Shu Suffik Tumasan, and you're just not sure if they're Tameh or not, Sarfen is a Truma. You burn Truma for that. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Al Suffik Maga'on, Bereshus HaYachid Sarfen. Rabbi Yossi says, even on a Suffik, if you touched it in Bereshus HaYachid, you burn it. V'cham Omrim, Bereshus HaYachid Tolin, Bereshus HaRabim Tahorim. And the Chachamim argue, Bereshus HaYachid, you Suffik, and Bereshus HaRabim is Tar. V'yomar Ula, Elu Bav Sveikos B'Ushaskino. And Ula says that all these opinions, it was an Usha. So, what do you mean? And one of them is Eretz Amim. So, Ella, we have to add another phrase. Asu Inu Gazer Agusha Litzlos V'Avir V'lo Klum. Stage one, dirt Suffik. Air nothing. The also Rabban of the Shwanim Shana Gazer Idividi Lithlos. And the Rabban of the 80 years added on the air suffix. Vasu Ba'usha Gozer Agusha Lisro Viavirika Dekoikoi. And their Usha, the third stage, was they were Gozer on the Gush to burn and the airspace Kidekoikoi. Okay, the three different levels. Couple of Ha'aris. Number one. So there's a Tuma Eretz Ha'amin. Chashuke Chemed. Chashuke Chemed. Rav Zilberstein was asked. There was a yeshiva that had to send someone to fundraise. Is there any adifus to send a Yisrael and not a Kohen? Because after all, a Kohen has to be worried about Tumah more than a Yisrael. Right? So is there any reason, if you have to go to Chutz La'aretz, you're not supposed to go to Chutz La'aretz unless you have to. There's a hidden Mishnah Brura. It's an unknown Mishnah Brura. I think it's an unknown. We're going to try to make it known right now. It's in Simin Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph, the halachas of shaving on Chol HaMoed. Right, the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara talks about it. You're only allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed if you mamish couldn't get a before you got out of jail right before Yontif. You came from Medina Sayam. So based on the Gemara and the Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch quotes. When is it that you, if you came back right before you didn't have time? It's only if you came back from like you didn't have a choice or you were doing a mitzvah. But v'hushal o yatsa me eret yisrael lechutz laaretz l'tayel. But not if you just went to Chutz La'aretz to be mitayel and you came back. Why? Mishnah Brura, Pirish, quoting the earlier. To Me'eret Yisrael, Eret Yisrael, Me'chutz L'chutz L'chutz L'aretz, Af B'yatz L'tayel, She'enu Dvar Mitzvah, Yilu Achim Mutter, L'galeach, if you didn't have P'nai. Shelo Asa Yisr Bazeh, Avo Me'eret Yisrael, L'chutz L'aretz, Einu Mutter, Elo B'yatz L'harviach, you have to go out for business, O Liros P'nei Chaveiro, wow, to visit family and friends, to Hu Chashim Dvar Mitzvah, Shu Mutter L'atiz, Me'eret Yisrael, B'shvil Zeh, Ma She'en Kein L'tayel Ba'alma. Maybe if you're going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wonders of the world, maybe also that's a Lutzarech Mitzvah. But either way, so that's Rav Zilberstein says. So, what do you say? Tumas Eretz Amim. Should a Kohen say, you know what, could you please get a Yisrael? I don't want to like be going to Tumas Eretz Amim. Tshuva! So he quotes, you're not allowed to go to Chutzla Eretz if you don't have to. And we know there's Tuma there. So he starts off by saying, Ulafi zeh l'chora, asur l'kohen. Latzeis l'chutzla Eretz, afilu zman katzar. Afilu daito l'achzor miyad, give it to Nitma, miyad b'tzeiso. But he says, Amnam, nechleku aposkim. If this halacha applies b'zman hazeh, is there Tumas Eretz Amim b'zman hazeh? Not clear. He quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger. He quotes others. So he says, if there's a total equal choice and there's no reason for the coin to have to go more than somebody else, he says, have the Yisrael go. He says, but if there's a better reason, if the coin could do a better job, if the coin is letzarach something, he says then the coin is allowed to go, because it's already a machlokas whether this tuma, it's tuma drabana, whether it applies bisman hazer or not. Okay, dismissed. Okay, anyway, we continue. Says the Gemara. Continue a little bit more. Kli zechuches. So this was all about Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. So Kli zechuches. My time agazer rabbanan tuma. The other part of that statement is glass kalim. They were gozer tuma on glass kalim. Why? Because glass kalim aren't in the Torah, right? In Parshas the end of Bamidbar, right? Parshas Matos, right? It's all about the types of metal. So why glass were they gozer? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We'll start this today. We're not going to get to the final answer till Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan quotes his Talmud and brother-in-law, Reish Lakish. Very unusual. Rabbi Yochanan quotes Reish Lakish. Hoel v'tchilas b'riyasan minachol. Well, glass comes from sand, as we know. Sand is like dirt. So it's similar to Kli Cheres, earthenware. Because it's so similar, Chazal goes there. Shavin Rabbanik Kli Cheres. They may not like Kli Cheres. Says the Gemara, they may not like Kli Cheres. Elamayata lotid lantar b'mikvah. So make it all the way like Kli Cheres. Just like Kli Cheres, there's no way to kasher, or there's no way to be mitzaher. So Alamatzai, why do we learn in the Mishnah in mikvaos, the eluchot is in bekelim, the following are chatzitzes. Right, there's chatzitzes by people, and there's chatzitzes by kelim. You have to take off any chatzitzes. Hazefes v'hamor b'kli schuches. These types of materials create a chatzitza if it's stuck on a glass kli. But what do you see from there? If it's stuck on a glass kli, it's a chatzitza. So you have to remove it before you are mitzaher it. But it's clear from that Mishnah that you could be mitzaher a glass kli. So what does it mean? I thought it should be like kli cheres. So the Gemara answers, hachamai eskina. No. Fundamentally, you're right. At this stage of the Gemara, glass cannot become tahar. What are we talking about there that can become tahar? Hachamai eskinan kigon shenikvu v'hitach l'sochan ever. It's a glass kli that got a hole in it and you stuck in a piece of lead in order to plug up the hole. So now the whole kli has a status of metal. Rebbe Meir he, da'amar hakol holech achra maimid. Everything goes after the item, the material that is holding it together. So you're right, at this stage of the Gemara, fundamentally glass cannot be nitar, and we might say can't even be kashered. But, okay, the case we're talking about here is the maimid case. Ditanya kli zchucha shenikvu v'hitav l'sochan eiver, a glass kli that you had lead to stop up a hole. Amar Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Reb Meir Matame v'cham Matarin. Okay, we're going to continue with this, but we have to stop. Maimid, it's interesting, there's one other, I'll end with this. Once the Chashuke Chemed was open, I saw a chayal who had to do Shmir on Harabayas. So he asked the following question. Is it better to take, he has to have a phone with him. Is it better to take a cell phone with him? Or a phone that, the old fashioned phone that you plug in? Why? Because there are some poskim that say if you plug it in, it's mechubal lekarka, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. If you have to go into har bayis, maybe you should plug it in. By a cell phone, even though a lot of it's plastic, there's metal there that's maimed it, and therefore akol holech achra maimed, and therefore it would have the status of metal, and it would be makabel tuma. So therefore, he says, make her a dinner. Pashas says it would be better to bring the other phone if you could find an outlet somewhere up there. But if not, obviously, if it's pikuach nefesh and you have to have a movable phone, so then you would have that too. Okay, anyway, we continue with Hashem. So hopefully today there'll be an Ian Shear. Pashas Shear is ready up, and everybody should have a good day.